Welcome to this Computer Weekly podcast on big data security in healthcare. I'm Anthony Adshead, story editor for Computer Weekly. With me, I have Mathieu Gorge, who is CEO of Vigitrust. And there are two questions today, Mathieu. The first question is, what are the key issues in big data security in healthcare? And over to you.
Thank you, Anthony. Well, I think the first thing to consider is the actual value of the patient data. So if you go to a hospital or if you go to your GP, data that will hold about you has a lot of value to you, and obviously we need to protect the confidentiality and the integrity of that data from a patient perspective. One of the other angles to consider is the effectiveness of the care being linked to the access of accurate data in real time by hospitals and by practitioners, which means that in order for me to provide you with the best care in the world as a GP or as somebody in a hospital, I need to have access to your medical history as fast as I can. So I need to make sure that I get access to the right data securely, but as fast as I can in order to treat you, which really is links to the key question, which is, where is that data? And there are some specific challenges to the healthcare industry with regards to where that data might be. For instance, data might be held by competing hospitals. They might be held by different GPs, so you might move from one person to another during the course of your life, and yet your medical history doesn't necessarily follow you from one doctor to the other, which brings up the issue of the legal landscape that applies to protecting that data. So in the US, it would be HIPAA. In the UK, it would be data protection. And then, of course, there's the issue of e-discovery that comes in case something goes wrong. We're going to want to be able to trace back every transaction, who had access to that data and why. And this is all coming from the fact that everything is moving to electronic health records. So all of your medical history is moving to an electronic platform, and all of the data about you is now held and needs to be stored the right way. So there are some serious security issues to consider, and there's also some data storage issues to be aware of.
Thanks, Mathieu. The next question is, what are the implications in big data security in healthcare for data storage and backup? So over to you again, Mathieu.
So the first thing to do is, if you're an entity that has access to electronic health records, you need to make sure that you've got a data classification policy, and that allows you to do an inventory of your data, the structured data, the unstructured data, the data that you hold yourself, and the data that you might need to access that might be held by another entity. There's a lot of talk at the moment, discussions at the moment in the healthcare industry with regards to collaboration between different entities, such that they can access my medical history even though they don't actually hold it, which really goes back to issues around managing access to third-party information and managing outsourcing. So in order to make that happen, from a data storage perspective, you need to make sure that you tag the data the right way and you label it the right way, from a physical perspective, but also from an electronic perspective. So you might want to use some solutions that allow you to classify data points, to classify files, and to make sure, of course, that at every stage of the process, you maintain the confidentiality and the integrity of the data. Where things become more complicated, because you can use encryption for integrity, and you can use access control and tracking to maintain the confidentiality of the information, is the availability of that data. So you're going to need to run some scenarios in order to make sure that at any given time you will allow the healthcare community to get access to accurate data in real time. And that means looking at a full DR plan and full business continuity plan that allows you to get access to that data. So it's all in the testing and it's all about being prepared. And the only way you can do that is really to have your data inventory in place. I think there's a lot of talk about big data, but we need to understand that we are creating a lot more data than we think we are. And so it's no longer a case of preparing for big data. It's really nearly a case of preparing for what I call huge data, which is that the fact that you're going to need to get access data within your own systems and within systems that you're going to need to securely connect to. And that's specifically important for the healthcare industry.
Thanks, Mathieu. And that's the end of the podcast.